from 2 Tango Mobile.
DFW, good afternoon, Rusty.
Just getting out of church. We ran a little bit long today.
Yeah, I had to run all the way down to Anderson, drop off the grandson. He spent the night, dropped him off, so headed back home now from Anderson.
Trying to go over here to my favorite seafood place and see if I can get in up there, if it's not overly crowded yet. Usually I get there by about 12:15, I'm okay. So anyway, but everything going all right with you today?
Yeah, can't complain at all. How about yourself?
Better today than yesterday. I had a reaction to my fourth COVID shot yesterday. Instead of the day I had it, it took 2 days to react, but it's all over with. I'm better today. And we got some fools sitting out here trying to make a left turn, and instead of pulling in that middle lane in the middle of the road, he parks with his rear end still sticking in the right, left-hand side of the right lanes. Oh, well, nobody hit him, so that's all good. And so you're on your way back from Anderson, huh?
By Fort Mid Marine, getting ready to get on the interstate in a few minutes. So what's that favorite seafood restaurant of yours?
A place over here in Spartanburg called Blue Bay. They do a real good job. I know the young couple that owns it now, and that ran it for a number of years for the guy that previously owned it. So, and they do a heck of a job with seafood and give us seniors a little bit of a better thing on it. And a little better price a little bit, so, you know, helps out.
Every quarter helps, right?
Yeah, particularly because you use it to pay on the gas that has gone sky high.
Boy, I know that's right. I hate it every day, although I'm in a little bit better shape than other people. I got a hybrid, so I get a little bit better fuel mileage.
Around town, I get 27 to 28 miles to the gallon on here because it's a little, it's an older model HHR, from 2011, the last year they made them. And then when I was on the last road trip I was on, I got 32 miles to the gallon going up to Raleigh and coming back. So, you know, it don't do too bad, and I'll get to find out. Of course, I'm going down to Florida for a while and for a quick trip, and now I'll get to see their prices on gas, which is higher than ours. And I noticed my little 7-Eleven over here that I go by, they've raised theirs to $4.39 today. It was $4.29 the other day. Oh, well.
If we took this, then it's got a 10-gallon tank filled up in Greer. Drove all the way to Cary, which is right near by Raleigh. Came all the way back on the same tank.
But I filled up while I was in Raleigh. So, I mean, I was just up there. Went up one day, did a bunch of things around, stayed overnight, and came back the next day. And all, and for an event I was helping put together. And then got back in it. You know, like I said, I got about 32 miles to the gallon on that trip. So, you know, it wasn't too bad.
They beat you know, a lot of the cars out there today, and especially, boy, if you had to pay those diesel prices, that'd be terrible.
I just went by. They were $5.39 or $5.49. I can't remember which as I went by. That same 7-Eleven. So, anyway, but that's what it is, and, you know, I guess we have to deal with it.
I don't know how much longer we're going to have to deal with it. I'm afraid it's going to get a lot worse before we ever turn the curve towards better. KN4GFW.
W2T. Well, it would help if we got rid of some of the dead weight up in Washington, D.C. That would probably make things a little easier.
We ride on that one. See, I'm coming up to get a fuel stop right here at the interstate. What do they want? Let's see. Regular looks like $4.49. And diesel is $5.39.
But I couldn't see what their sign was showing because I was in the middle lane instead of the outside lane, and I couldn't see what their sign was showing. But, oh, well, I'll find out as I get a little closer to home, get back out to the house after lunch, so I'll see what their prices are. And then I guess I'll just, you know, but I try to run Exxon because my Exxon station around the corner from me is a, you know, is a convenience store, but they have fairly good prices. So I've been staying with them because I earn points and get money off of my purchases sometimes.
That's why we grocery shop at Ingles, and then once or twice a month we use our points there to get, you know, 20, 30 cents off. And then, like I said, every quarter helps.
Yep, and also, you done any radioing lately on the HF side of things?
Say that I have. I finally picked up a couple of states that I didn't have. Caught Slovenia on single sideband. I just put up a new antenna. It's very similar to that, the chameleon spider. And I put it up, and it seems to be doing pretty well for me.
Some good antennas, and I don't have one. I want to get either a spider antenna or the what's the other one that's like that. Anyway, I'm looking for one of those to put up to get the, you know, 10 through 20 and all that in between, and maybe even up get the addendum that lets you do 40. But I worked day before yesterday. I worked Kazakhstan on FT8 on 15 meters on 30 watts, so that was a good deal.
Branched out into the digital yet, so I think that other antenna you're talking about is the one I got. It's the MFJ2104, it's the Octopus. The one I got has 15, 20, 40, and 75 on it.
Okay, well, I've got an 80-meter loop, which will cover 75, and when I get it back up to its full length like it's supposed to, it'll cover 162, but because it'll be a half wave on 160. But I'd like to get me a better kind of like one of those spider beams, like things, or that one like from MFJ to put up for the low bands, you know, 10, 12, 15, 17, 20, and maybe even 40. So I don't know if I'd get that that adaptation to it, but I'll have to decide when I figure out where my funding's coming from my next purchase after I bought me a new radio here this past year, bought myself a birthday present.
And with that, I mean, at least you got the birthday present you wanted, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the dog wasn't going to buy me anything. My sister doesn't know anything about ham radio other than the fact that she knows I'm a ham. So she wouldn't try to buy me anything. So anyway, I got me an ICOM 7300. I've been wanting one of those. I wanted a 7610 because it's got two antenna inputs, where the 7300 only has one. But 7300 is doing a good job for me.
Yeah, so I put up that MFJ2104, and it was doing good. And then I had a little Hustler bracket that would accept four antennas on it, and put some vertical ham sticks on it. I got 6, 10, 17, and 2 meters. I put it on, and then I cut the coax and put them all together with a T, and then somehow I lost 15. I mean, it just wouldn't even tune up on 15, but it would tune up on 12, and I don't have a 12 ham stick on it. I couldn't quite figure that one out.
Yeah, they do strange things like that. Well, I've arrived, and there's not a crowd here, so I'm going to go ahead and get inside so I can get in, get me something to eat. Some broiled fish. I like broiled fish, so they do a good job on Canadian flounder. Talk to you later. Have a safe trip back to the house. Catch you later. 73W2T.
Have a good afternoon and a good evening, and I'll catch you on down the log. KN4 TFW.